There was a victory today for Pennsylvania voters who are not going to be allowed to vote in the upcoming election. A Pennsylvania judge today delayed full implementation of a controversial law that requires a photo ID to vote in the November election. The judge, who last month upheld the law, had been ordered by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to hold further hearings and was told the law needed to be stopped if he found that voters had not been given enough time to secure the photo ID the law required. After rehearing arguments, the judge ruled the law would not be in place for the November election, but that it would be implemented immediately afterward. The ruling was music to the ears of civil rights advocates who've waged a battle against Republican-sponsored laws they say were enacted to disenfranchise voters more likely to vote Democratic, such as blacks, senior citizens, and students. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed today's ruling with Keisha Gaskins, senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice of the NYU School of Law.
The court came back and said it would, in fact, issue a preliminary injunction on the basis that it found that there would be voters that would likely be disenfranchised by Pennsylvania's law. So what it did was to impose the pre-implementation requirements of the law, which is that voters can be asked for an ID, but if they do not have one, they simply need to be notified that they would need one in the future and be able to cast a regular ballot.
So right now, this voter ID law essentially won't be in effect for the November election?
It will not.
I see. But does this end it? Will it still be there after this election and future elections?
Right now, it only enjoins for purposes of this election, and then we're waiting, of course, because the judge in that case will set the issue of its constitutionality and the question of a permanent injunction on for trial.
On the ground, in terms of people who were planning to vote and were scrambling all over the state to try to get ID, what does this mean for the average voter?
What this means is that for people who were unable to obtain an ID or who were concerned that they may not be able to get an ID in time, that they will not be required to produce a photo ID to vote. So it returns Pennsylvania to its previous position.
And can you give us an idea of what the arguments have been, what the issues were that people were saying that it was making it very difficult for them to vote?
You had a range of individuals. You had some who simply said, look, I simply don't drive anymore. I don't have an ID. To, I lost my ID. I don't have a birth certificate. I was never issued a birth certificate. One of the plaintiffs could not get an ID because her birth certificate was in English. Her marriage license was in Hebrew, and nobody could read it to affirm her identity, to change, to give her a photo ID that matched her legal name.
When this issue was debated in the various courts, what was the sense of what kind of impact these laws would have had if it had remained in place for the November 7th election?
Certainly the different sides had different thoughts as to the breadth of the impact. But even not even considering Pennsylvania citizens who are eligible to vote but not registered, the state of Pennsylvania testified to a number that was as low as 100,000 people. And there was evidence that the state put out that there was as many as 750,000 people that were registered but lacked ID. So there was an enormous range in terms of who said what and how many people were missing. But there was absolutely no dispute that tens to hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvania citizens were registered voters and lacked a state-issue ID that complied with the law.
I see. And what can you tell us about the national picture? How does this fit into the larger national picture of so many other states that have similar laws in place?
How it fits into the national picture, of course, is that what we're seeing is a serious pushback in some of these laws. It's consistent with many of the decisions that courts have considered. Where courts have considered these laws, they've been blocked or stayed because the operation of the law was making it so difficult for people to vote. It was either, as in Pennsylvania, unfairly disenfranchising voters across the board, or as in Texas, there were findings of discrimination in passing these laws.
Mm-hmm. Are people feeling a sense of relief that you were able to have some success in the challenge?
Certainly in Pennsylvania, right? I can guarantee that citizens in Tennessee and Kansas who have newly passed laws that will be in place for the election still find themselves having to organize and make sure that individuals who want to vote are able to do so. you know, whereas we've seen some really clear electoral victories in courts in Florida, Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Texas, and we're waiting on South Carolina, we remain hopeful. On the flip side, we did see preclearance in Virginia. We know that in New Hampshire, we know that Rhode Island, all of those three states, while not implementing a strict voter ID law, have changed the voting requirements very, very close to the election. And these are all states where we want to make sure that people understand what the law is and they're still able to access the polls. You know, we're heartened by the Pennsylvania decision. It really reflects what, you know, what we already knew, which was this law was going to block people from voting. Certainly the fight isn't over, and that litigation will continue. And we expect to see more of this in the next legislative session. And we'll continue to push back against these laws. But it is reassuring to see that when the courts have considered these laws, that there has been a fair amount of pushback that is allowing more Americans free and fair access to the ballot.
Keisha Gaskins is senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice of the NYU School of Law. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.